Okay, let's get into Yerushalmi Chagiga Dav Beis. Baruch Hashem, we had a Haskalah last time into the new Masechta, all about in Yanim of Yantif and the Karbanos of Yantif. Remember the three Karbanos of Yantif. Two of them are obligatory. One of them is depending on how big the family is and how much meat. That's the voluntary. You have the Olas Re'ia, the Shalmi Chagiga, hence the Masechta's name, and the Shalmi Simcha, part of the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif. So we saw in the Mishnah, who is Chayiv in this mitzvah? Hakol Chayavin, Perak Hakol Chayavin, Hakol Chayavin Beri'iya, except for the following number of individuals, Chereshot V'Katan, to Mandrogonis. Those are all, many of them are going to be discussed on today's daf. We mentioned that the pashtus of the Yerushalmi, as we saw yesterday, is that this is an exception to the rule in terms of Chiyuvim relating to a Katan. Even though you look in the Bavli, it seems like maybe it's a din. How can you ever talk about a katan on the level of daraisa? It's a labardas within the chiyuv. So we said if it's an extension, the way the achronim understand it, it's an extension of the chiyuv of the father. The chiyuv of the father, as the Rambam's lashon was, to bring all of his male children to Yerushalayim. That's why it would be included. Again, obviously, it's not a chiyuv on the chovas hagavra of the child. It's an extension of the father. And then we said maybe that's how you could answer the question, even though you're not allowed to appear in the Beis HaMikdash without a karbon. So how can the child go and not have the karbon? No, his chiyuv is an extension of the father's, and therefore it's not in the subject to the same rules. Okay, so says the Gemara now on the top of Beis Man Aleph, on the second line. Shmuel bar Abba boy kumi Reb Zeira. So we already discussed this a little bit in yesterday's shiur. The Mishnah Yaveh brought it up in terms of the father's chiyuv. Katan cherish, ma'o sheichayev. So we know that a katan, certain level of katan, right? We had a machlokas b'shav es hillel, what the minimum age is, but a certain older child katan is chayev. Meaning the father is chayev to bring him. So the question is, what happens if that katan is a cherish? The katan is a cherish. We just had a question about what do you include, katan or cherish, right? Because you have to include one and you have to exclude one. So the Gemara just said, I'll include a katan because shehu ro'i lavo la'achar zman, and I'll include a cherish. So once you're including katan, do you include all katanim? Even if the katan has another reason that he should be putter, right? Or do you say no? That only ketanim that don't have any other reason lihi pater. So katan cherish ma'ushi chayiv amarle. So there's a possibility. The Gemara is saying that a katan cherish would be chayiv, right? The father would be chayiv to bring it up, even though a gadol cherish is pater, right? So is that possible? Asked the Gemara, right? That a katan would have more of a chayiv than a gadol. So amarle isa chami. Let's see. Yatziva ba'ara v'giyor b'shmeishmaya, right? That's the lashon of Chazal. That means that's just the opposite. Doesn't make sense, right? Literally, yatziva ba'ara, the one who lives here, who's yatziv, the citizen, is in the land, and the giyora, the stranger, is up in the heavens, is much higher than him, right? How could that be? That the somebody who's a citizen has many more rights. How can you say the stranger is higher? Either gadol cherish pater, katan cherish lo kol shekein. If a gadol cherish is going to be pater, then surely a katan cherish. So Amar Yirmiya. Bedin haya katan v'lo cherish yeh pater. As we know, bedinu, really, what should we say, a katan v'lo cherish? A katan is not a cherish. We know a regular katan should be pater. Really, a katan should be pater for this whole din, right? We know because a katanim are pater for mitzvahs. Gzeiras hakasavu kol zechurcha, the rabbi says a katan. But we said kol zechurcha includes katan. So one might say, once the exception to the rule includes katanim, we're not machalik. Hayisi omer, switch the two words, afilu katan cherish yeh chayiv. Right, so that's why there's a question. I might have said that it's included. Don't just look at it in a vacuum of katan cherish and gadol cherish. The point is that once it's included in the gzeiras hakasuv, so that is why we would say maybe don't be mechali between katanim and all katanim or pater. All katanim would be chayiv in this case. That's why there's a question. So the Gemara says, so you got to go back to our limud. Because our limit is going to tip us off into whether the cherish is included. But let's go back to what Rabbi Yosef said. Rabbi Yosef just said the last line that we read on yesterday's daf. Remember when the Gemara discussed, are we going to include or exclude cherish or katan? We have to include one and exclude the other. So what was our svara? Because of echad mimait, marbe ariyas a katan, shu roi lovo, lachar zman, I'm going to include the katan. Most of the nesacher she ain't a royal achazban. So what do you see from there? The only reason that you include the katan is because he's going to become a chuyev. And if he's going to become a chuyev, so then that's why he's included. So obviously cheresh is not going to become included. We assume that he's not going to be healed. And therefore, we do not include katan cheresh. The idea of the mitzvah of chinuch, we know that the Gemara says, and we assume elsewhere that the mitzvah of chinuch is d'rabanan. And mitzvah of chinuch is mid'rabanan. So does that, Rav Asher Weiss writes, really? Mid'rabanan? Mid'araisa, I don't have to teach my kid anything. Right? I let him do whatever he wants. Mid'rabanan or machadish, you have to give him an education about the Torah mitzvahs. Right? That. So again, Torah, that's not fair. Torah is not fair because Torah, there is a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah to one's child. So that's beferish in the Torah. Right? Nowhere in the Torah does it say that there's a mitzvah to learn Torah. Nowhere. Right? The only mitzvah that it says is that you have a mitzvah to teach Torah. That's how the mitzvah of learning is formulated in the Torah. Say for Yoshua, Yoshua is told that. But in terms of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, that's formulated as teaching. So teaching a child Torah, so that's mitzvah daraisa. What about teaching a child how to shake a lulav? What about teaching a child how to put on tefillin? Right, so that's not in the Torah. So that's derabanan. So Rav Asher Weiss writes in Minchas Asher Siman Lamed Beis, the details are derabanan. And tell me daraisa, it's not a mitzvah to teach one's child. That's a chiddush derabanan. Obviously, that's what the Torah would want, and this is one of his examples, one of his favorite topics that he likes to talk about, of Ratzon HaTorah, right? Ratzon HaTorah, it's obviously, you read between the lines of the whole Torah, and sometimes even explicitly in Psukim, that is our Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma. Even though it's not a Lashon of Sivui, you get to what the Torah wants. L'didi Nira Pashut, Ubaru, Deshorish Mitzvah D'Araisa, obviously it's a Mitzvah D'Araisa. U'mikora B'mikra Mali, which Pasik, what's the source? Avram Avinu. Which pasuk? When Hashem describes why he loves Avraham. Right? So that's not that it's sivui mefurish upon us, but it obviously tips us off and lets us know exactly, of an important value. Ki yadativ l'man asher yitzav ez badav ez beis o'achrav v'shimru derech Hashem lasos staka u'mishpat. That's what, that's what you see from there. Yisod pashut. Techov ala adam l'kayim ratzon Hashem. Af bedvarim shalom nimnu b'minyan hatar'yag. Right, we have to do what we know Hashem would want, even though He didn't command it specifically as one of the Taryag. Machma shelo nemru b'lashon tzivim beforash. U'mikol makom nitzavinu b'em lefi deratzon hatorahi. And we find this in earlier sources. He didn't make up this idea. Find this in earlier sources. He quotes it from a Chazon Ish, and he quotes it from the Vilna, from the brother of the Gra in Sefer Ma'alas HaTorah. Shekol psuki Torah mitzvos hein. The whole Torah is mitzvos. And then the Reb Elchanan Wasserman quotes the Targum in Sefer Yirmiyahu, where in Sefer Yirmiyahu, Yirmiyahu tells us why we did bad. Three phrases. Asher lo tzivisi, velo dibarti, velo alsa alibi. They're doing things that I didn't command, that I didn't say, and didn't go up in my heart. That's the pasuk. And the targum on that pasuk, what does it mean? Lo tzivisi, lo paktas daraisa. They're not doing any mitzvah daraisa. Next, v'lo shalchas biad avdi nevi'ai. That's lo dibarti. That's not that they're not listening to what I said the nevi'im. It's durabanan. What's the third lashem? Lo olsa alibi, lo ra'ava kadamai. Not my ratzon. It's beferish in the targum. In Yirmiyahu, in Perek Yutes. So we see Ratzon Hashem. So how do you figure out Ratzon Hashem? That's the tricky part. How do you figure out Ratzon Hashem? So he says, there are two ways. Shnei drachim yesh shebahem lemeidem anu ma Ratzon Hashem b'taraso. Yesh lemeidem anu mitoch mitzvahs haTorah. Number one, through the mitzvahs. Through the mitzvahs, if you learn these 365, 248, you could get messages. Number one. Number two is through, as we just said, through psukim that are telling the story, but not dafka lashon of tzivui, right? And that's the second way that he said here, based on that pasuk of Avram Avinu. Again, the details Chazal came up with: what age and how you do the mitzvah and how much money to spend on the mitzvah. All different details. That those are derabanan. Fine. Sometimes you get mitzvah, but derabanan. But the kiyum is is a daraisa. And there are many other one that comes to mind, the Rambam in Hilchos Avel, where the Rambam says, it's a mitzvah derabanan to levakar cholim, ulhachnas orchim, ulhavayas hamei, sula, likvar mesim, ulhachnas kala, because all the mitzvahs, ben adam chavero, all these are mitzvahs derabanan, mitzvahs asei shel devrim, v'chulu v'chulu. And then the last line of that Rambam, I think it's in Perek Yudalad, of Hilchos Avel, but all of these are under the rubric of v'hat l'recha kamocha. Right, so that's an example where there's a mitzvah daraisa beferish, but all the details are drabanan, right, and that's the similar idea here. Again, there's more with chinuch, but let's continue now. So the Gemara says. So we spoke about katan. Next, tumtum. So the Mishnah said that a tumtum, someone whose a gender status is covered up. We're not sure exactly, ambiguous genitalia, tumtum, so they are also pater from ri'iya. But a tumtum could eventually, what's called, the word calls nikra, as we're going to see, could become opened, and then it's figured out exactly whether he's a male or a female. Androgynous, you know, has both tumtum, so we have that, we know that what it is scientifically. Androgynous less. Oh, we're less sure exactly what that is according to modern science. So tumtum, hakom odi betumtum. Everybody agrees. Oh, so even before we get to tumtum, the Rishonim, Rav Chaim Kanievsky here quotes it. The Rishonim discuss tumtum is suffix zachar suffix nekeva. We're not sure. Androgynous is a machlokas tanoim. Whether it's zachar, whether it's nekeva, whether it's birya b'fnei atzma, right? We don't know. But tumtum is suffix. So the Gemara asks, why is a tumtum pater from ri'iyah? Right, savik daraisa lachumra. Right, savik daraisa savik zacher savik nekeva. So the Rav Chaim Kanievsky here quotes Tosfos from Daf Dalid. Why don't we say savik daraisa lachumra? So the answer is you don't say savik daraisa lachumra if there's a downside. What's the downside? The downside is chash chulin bazara, meaning if I'm not chayiv in an olas riyah, I can bring any voluntary carbon I want. But if I'm not chayiv, that I'm bringing a carbon that I have to bring, and I'm bringing it on Yontif, that's a problem, right? You can't bring a carbon that you're not mechuyiv to on Yontif, a chalamoed, okay, but not on Yontif. That's the issue here of chashash chulin ba'azara. So that's issue of tumtum. Some of the Rishonim say. So Gemara says, hakol modim b'tumtum shenik rav nimsa zachar b'yontif rishon. Let's say all of a sudden on the first day of Yontif, right? That's the we've mentioned the ideal time to bring the karbanos. So what happens if on the first day of Yontif, all of a sudden, the tumtum is healed? All of a sudden, it's figured out what the tumtum is in the middle of the first day of Yontif. So hakom odim tumtum shenikra v'nimsa zachar b'yontif rishon shu chayiv. Everybody agrees that he's chayiv in the olas riya. He's chayiv in the mitzvah, because after all, it's day one and he's mechuyiv. You don't go by the first moment when Yontif started. That's not the determining factor. Everybody agrees that if he becomes and he loses his tumtum status and he becomes a zachar. If he becomes a zachar on, I shouldn't say becomes. If it's revealed that he is a zachar on day one of Yontif, so then for sure he's chayiv in the mitzvah of Re'iyah. Ma'plig in the machlokes, there's a machlokes b'shar yamim. What happens if on day four, all of a sudden he goes from tumtum to zachar? So is he chayiv in the mitzvah? Because we know that Zachar is chayiv in the mitzvah of Re'iyah. If he didn't do it the first day, do it the rest of Yontif. Do it the rest of Yontif, bring the karbanos. You're chayiv. So ma'pligin b'shar yamim. So that's a machlokas. Chizkiya amar yir'eh yeira'eh. Yir'eh yeira'eh, so we compare. Right? The pasuk says, yeira'eh kol zochorcha. So we darshin, as we know, because there are no nekudos in the Torah, we like to quote that tshuva of the Radvaz. There are no nekudos in the Torah to allow us to darshan the Torah on many different levels. So yeira'eh, yir'eh. Go to, right, the Beis HaMikdash, yeira'eh. So yir'eh, also we compare how he will see and how he will be seen. And the Gemara darshans from that, according to a number of the Mepharshim, Eshu, chayiv b'rishon, chayiv b'sheni. Whoever is chayiv on the first day of Yontif is chayiv on the second day of Yontif if he didn't do it on the first day. But if he didn't bring it, he wasn't mechuyev on the first day of Yontif, he's not mechuyev on the second day of Yontif. So that is Chizkiya. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan has a different drasha, same shita. Rabbi Yochanan also holds that if he's not mechuyev, if he becomes untumtumed, on day three. That's when he becomes a Zachar. Then he's Pater. He's Pater. Why? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Shiva Tashlumin L'Rishon. Because Rabbi Yochanan says, all 7 days are really make up for day one. Tashlumin L'Rishon. And therefore, if you weren't Chayiv on day one, there's no reason to make up. Right? You're not Tashlumin L'Rishon. Right? As a mashal, right? An Onain. If an Onain is, let's say he's not Mechuyiv, it wasn't Mechuyiv in Shachris because the Kfura, and then he didn't become Mechuyiv until Mincha, doesn't make up Shachris, doesn't have two Minchas. Right? What, to make it up, Tashlumin, he wasn't Mechuyiv. If not Mechuyiv in the original time, so then you don't make it up. So, Chol Shiva Tashlumin the Rishon, and Amar Rabbi La says, Mi Pesach HaSheni Lamed Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan learns it from Pesach Sheni. From Pesach Sheni. Why by Pesach Sheni? Because we know, Kamad Rabbi Yochanan Amar Taman. Rabbi Yochanan says over there regarding Pesach Sheni Tashlumin L'Rishon. Pesach Sheni is Tashlumin L'Rishon. That's actually a Machlokas Tanaim. If you look in Psachim, in the ninth parak, that's the parak about Pesach Sheni, there's a Machlokas. How do you view Pesach Sheni? Do you look at it as a makeup? Or is it called an independent Yantif? Right, Pesach Sheni. That's a machlokas. Nafkaminas, as the Gemara is going to talk about here, also nafkaminas, right? The katan and the katan, shenisgadel, and a ger shenisgayer. But Rabbi Yochanan here is holding that, like the Tanoim that say, Pesach Sheni is Tashlum L'Rishon. So just like Pesach Sheni is Tashlum L'Rishon, Keinu Amar Hacha, Kol Shiva Tashlum L'Rishon. So to hear, all 7 days are Tashlumin L'Rishon. So one of the Mefarshim in the back points out that there seems to be a stira in how the Rambam paskins, assuming that this is parallel, because if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach, the Rambam paskins that Korban Pesach Sheni is a regel b'fnei atzmo. Regel b'fnei atzmo, even though here, Yantif, he paskins in Hilchos Chagiga, that it's Tashlum and Derishon. So I guess he doesn't hold of that, this comparison of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan thinks that you could compare Pesach Sheni and Aliyah the regel here. So the Sefer Tov Yerushalayim, he points out that, you know, it must be that the Rambam does not think that they are exactly parallel. So that is, all Shita number one. Shita number one is if he was Nikra, if the Tumtum became untumtumed on day four, Pater. Pater because it's all either Tashlum and Larishon, or it is based on the Drasha of Yireh and Yeraeh. Interesting to think about, the Tumtum we assume, let's say on day three, he becomes untumtum. So what does that show? Doesn't that show that he was always a Zachar? Right? It's not like he's a new. It was covered. It was covered. Nikra. What is Nikra? It's ripped open. So he was Mechuyev. We just didn't know about it. Right? Shouldn't that be the case? Look, Rav Chaim Kanievsky's Lashon is, where's the Lashon? Va'avagav da'achar shenikra igloi milsa lemafreya. Doesn't that mean that it's igloy milsa lemafreya, right? Now it's revealed what he always was. This isn't something new. So this should be like, oh, now we realize that he was chayev on day one. No, mikol makom kivan demiyom arishon miftar, de'eno chayev lekroa suv lo machayev. No, quotes this from the Turei Evan. Since on the first day he was pater lemaisa, so he's always pater. That's the chiddush of the Torah. The chiddush of the Torah is that if you were pater b'shaito, even if later on we find out that igloy milsa that you really were a zachar, right? So, right, it's you don't say that. So again, you might have said that a tumtum does. It's not just an igloy milsa mafreya, right? You might have just said that he's not a full zachar yet until he's nikra. You might have said that. It's not what the lashon was quoted here. Igloy milsa mafreya. So that's tricky, because if it's igloy milsa mafreya, then you should say he's mamish a zachar before him, right? So why would you say he's potter? Unless you say, this is the Lumdish lingo, and that is whenever we have something that goes retroactively, the some achronim use the lashon of lamafreya lamafreya or mikana lahaba lamafreya. Right? How do you look at something that's lamafreya? It's a fun topic. Right? Do you say that it's lamafreya lamafreya, meaning mamish when it relates to the sugya breira, but when something happens and it goes retroactively, right? It's ke'ilu, it was always there. You don't even see the past as changing of the future. Lamafreya, lamafreya. It's totally, you know, something that, I don't know, a person gives a get, right, me'achshav. So once the t'nai happens, it's as if he was divorced mamish from now, right? Do you say that? Or do you say no? Mikano lahaba lamafreya. Once you get to that future point, then when you look back, you could look at it as if it started earlier. But not b'shaito. Not b'shaito. Right? The, some ask, right? We know there's an issur of shkutei chutz. Let's say somebody is shkutei chutz, chayev karis. Then they want to do tshuva. Ay vey. I want to do tshuva. How do I do tshuva? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go, hektish is kind of like a neder. So I'm going to go to a chacham to be matur neder. I never would have wanted to be makdish this animal if dot, dot, dot. Or somebody is, eats truma by mistake. And then, so they'll go and they'll be shoel on their hafrasha. So, all those things, so that's okay. Then they didn't do an aveira. Then they don't have to pay the kohen. Right? And maybe he should have to do that, because maybe that'll get rid of his aveiras. That's a form of tshuva. We never find that anywhere. That's a form of tshuva. The Menachas Chinuch brings this up. So the answer is, it could be that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have something that's really Lamafreya, and that's tshuva. Right? When we do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could say, Imamish never happened. Imamish never happened. That's only in his world. But maybe, when it comes to us, it's Mikan al-Havel Lamafreya. So even if you want to say that Igloi Milsa Lamafreya, that he was a Zachar, it could be, I'm just putting words into the mouth of this Lashon of the Achronim, it could be that Igloi Milsa Lamafreya is only Mikan al-Havel Lamafreya. But it was Mamish Lamafreya Lamafreya, then of course he should be a Zachar then, and he should be Chaya from that day. Okay. So we have, this is all, day number one, Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan hold that if it becomes open on any of the other days, he's Pater. Revoshia Amar Kol Shivachova. Revoshia argues, no, any day that he becomes Mechuyev, he is Chayev. Even is Chayev, right? And therefore, even if he's Nikra on Yom Shlishi, then he's Chayev in the Karbanos. Good. Ma Nafak Min Beinehon. I'll tell you another Machlokas. Between them, says the Gemara, Gershon is Garbishar Yamim. What if somebody converts on day four, middle of Chol HaMoed? That's when his conversion takes place. Is he Chayev in the Ola? So again, Aldaite Dechizkia, switch this Gersa. Aldaite Dechizkia Vireb Yochanan Pater. According to Chizkia Rebbe Yochanan Pater, because he wasn't Chayev on the first day. Aldaite Derev Oshia Chayev. Derev Oshia B'Chayev. Just like if he becomes a Zachar in the middle of Yantif, so too if he becomes a Ger in the middle of Yantif. And number three, Af Betamei Kein. Also, if somebody was Tamei, and now he becomes Tahar in the middle of Yantif, same thing. Nitma, if he becomes Tamei, and he becomes Tahar, Bishar Hayamim, Al Daiti Dechisya of Rabbi Yochanan Pater, just put the Rabbi Yochanan with the Chizkiya, Al Daiti Derehoshi Yachayiv. So, all three, says the Gemara. All three. What if he becomes a Zachar? If he becomes a ger, if he becomes tahar in the middle of Yatif, so the first shitas, Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiya would say he's pater because it goes by day one, and Rabbi Oshia would say chayev because every day is a separate chiyev. So Gemara says I might not have compared all of them. Amar Rabbi Yosa, you might say there's a difference between number one and two and three. Maybe there's a difference between tumtum, and this is alluding to what I was just talking about. Maybe there's a difference between tumtum versus Tahar and Ger. Taman, by Tumtum, Ra'uihu. He's really Ra'ui. Kriya Hishagarma. It's just that the tearing caused, meaning the lack of tearing, caused him to be lacking. So maybe, Rabbi Yosef is saying, maybe only there, Rav Oshia would say, oh, the Chiyav exists today. Because maybe a little bit behind is what we were just talking about. Right? Not that, you know, today there's a Chiyav, but maybe he was kind of in the Parsha already on day one. Gramhacha hatame atzmo in a roi. But here, the tummy is not roi on day one. And the ger is not roi on day one. Right? So therefore, you might not compare the two. You might have said also that the ger is more mufka from the other two. Right? You might have said ger is separate. Look around here, puts ger and tumma, together. Okay, that's all tumtum. Next, androgynous. Androgynous. Kol zechurcha prat l'androgynous. Kol zechurcha. Your male, that excludes androgynous, who's not fully a male. So Gemara says, that's the, so Taman Taninan. So that's how we learned in the Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos. Talking about doing meal on Shabbos, Suffolk Vandrogan is Suffolk. If somebody has a Suffolk, what's a Suffolk? You're not sure when the baby was born. He was born at twilight. You're not sure if he was born on Friday or on Shabbos. So you're not going to do the meal on Shabbos. Suffolk Vandrogan is. Androgan is also a Suffolk. Ain Mechal and Lavata Shabbos. Right? We're not Mechal Shabbos, in this regard, to be able, that's what's one shot, of the, of what we are quoting here. So we're not machal Shabbos to Malhim, right? The Rav Chaikovsky, Lamulo. Rabbi Yehuda, Amad Androgynous. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to do an androgynous Mila on Shabbos. Meaning why? Rabbi Yehuda seems to say he's called a Zachar. He's called a Zachar, and therefore you do a bris Mila on Shabbos. The Gemara says, Ma'amar Ko, Rabbi Yehuda. So what would Rabbi Yehuda say here? Over there, by Mila on Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda says, the Androgynous is called a Zachar. What about by the Ola Shriya, by Riyah? Would he say that here too? Would Rabbi Yehuda say that he's chayiv in, right? Hakol chayiv in Riyah? So, Nishmidim and Adot, let's try to figure it out from here. The Tosefta says, Rabbi Yehuda says in the Brisa, also a blind. He must not have had the Girsa of Suma in the Mishnah, but also somebody who's blind is going to be putter. So, Vales Bar Nash Omar Af Eladu Modi Al Kamaisa. You only say also if you agree to what was just said. So, opinion one says five things, and you say also this. So you're adding on. So Yehuda must be adding on Suma, meaning he doesn't take away any of the earlier ones listed. So it must be Rabbi Yehuda agrees to our Mishnah that an androgynous is putter from Olas from the. Olas Riyah. So the question is then, why is there a difference? Why by Bris Mila on Shabbos he calls him a Zachar, and by Olas Riyah he does not? Mikla Vashiyazir Behuda. We got a problem. Taman over there by Riyah, who Amar Prat. He says he's excluded. Vahacha by Mila, who Amar Larabos, he is included, considered to be a Zachar. So why is there a difference? So the Gemara says, Behuda Rabbanah, Mikra Echadin Darshan, because they darshan the same Pasuk, but they darshan it differently. Rabbanan Darshan by Mila. By Rabbanan, right, the Rabbanan, what we hold, right, that androgynous, you don't do Milan Shabbos, why? Rabbanan Darshin, Orel, right, we know it says the word Orel, uncircumcised. Matan Balomar, Orel Zachar. By Kares, it says an Orel Zachar is going to be Chayev Kares. Achi Ekulo Zachar. So we Darshin, what does it mean, what's the extra word Zachar? He has to be fully, exclusively a Zachar, and therefore an androgynous is excluded from the Isser Kares of Mila. So if he's from the onesh of kares, so if he's excluded from the onesh of kares, it must be a less serious type of chiyuv, not docha Shabbos. That's the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold, once we know that the androgynous is not chayev kares for not doing bris milah, so that means his chiyuv is less, and therefore it's not docha Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda darash zachar, Rabbi Yehuda darashes differently. Matam alam is arel, afilu mixazo arel. Even a little bit arel is going to be chayev kares. So even if a little bit arel is going to be chayev kares, so therefore it's a serious chiyuv, so it's going to be docha. It's going to be Doche Shabbos. So that's the Machlokes. The Machlokes had a darshan that Pasik by Mila. From Hacha, but here, Kolzachorcha by Landrogonus. Right here, everybody agrees to this Drashas Chazal, Prat Landrogonus. So, what does he hold? It depends on the Pesukim. Right, each context has its own Pesukim to darshan. The Mila on Shabbos itself, remember, big Sugya. What exactly, why aren't I allowed to do Mila on Shabbos if it's not a Mila Bezvana? If it's a suffix, because it's a malacha b'Shabbos. Which malacha? Which malacha is mila? So pashup shad, it's chovel. It's wounding. I'm not allowed to wound someone on Shabbos, which itself is a machlokes. Which malacha is chovel included in? It's not one of the 39, right? Wounding. What is chovel included in? So Rashi says coloring, soveya. Rashi also says maybe it's shochet, right? It's like shechting, right? That doesn't mean you have to kill somebody, but even moving blood around. Right, the Rambam says it's the malacha of dush, threshing. Right, the same malacha as taking milk out of a cow, a woman expressing milk on Shabbos, wounding. That's all. It's all the same, taking the seed, something out from its natural surrounded state. But that's all day number one. The malacha mila is chovel. If you look at the Shita Mekubetzes in the first parak of Ksubis, gozes, shearing, like cutting your fingernails and ripping out hair. So the arla. The arl is omed lehegazes, right? It's meant to be to cut. So you might say, what do you mean? It's gozes? Other rishonim say no. When you have rachman al islan, you cut. That's not gozes. That's chovel. But that's one there. There's a Rabbi Chanan el Shabbos says maybe it's tikkun mana. It's tikkun mana, which is you're being misake, making him a mohel, which means that maybe if you're mohel a dvar avram says if you're mohel a goy, then it's not daraisa on Shabbos according to the Rabbi Chanan. Because there's no tikkun mana when it comes to a guy, right? There's no chiyuv amila. Fascinating. Okay. Nashim. So women are excluded. Kol zachorcha prat l'nashim. That excludes women. The Bavli discusses, what do you need a pasuk to exclude women? Isn't it as man grama? Alright, so I have to have a separate pasuk. Okay, the interesting the Yerushalmi does not ask that question. Avadim, Nishminim and Adah. So Avadim, learn from the, Eved here means an Eved who's chayv and mitzvahs like an Isha. Nishminim and Adah, Shalosh Pam Mavashana Yikara Kozachercha. 3 times a year go see, all the males should go see the continuation of the pasuk. Kozachercha, El Pnei Ha'adon Hashem. To the master. So Gemara Darshins, Es She'ein Lo Adon, Ela Kadosh Baruch Hu. Who's chayv in this mitzvah? Only those who have no master except God. Yatzoh Eved Sheish Lo Adon Acher, excluding an Eved who has another Adon. Period. Amar Rav Yehoshua ben Levi. Also, why do you need a separate pasuk for an Eved who's not Meshuchrar is chayv in mitzvah like an Isha? Amar Rav Yehoshua ben Levi. Minayin Shekal Makayim Mitzvahs Re'iyah Kilu Barapo B'nei Hashchina. How do you know if you fulfill the mitzvah of Re'iyah Alila Regel as if you're going to see Hashem? If somebody is lame, they can't walk properly, they're pater, dechziv, regalim. And we darshin, regalayim. Chole, dechziv, visamachta. Visamachta. And interesting, a chole can't be fully besimcha. And maybe if he's traveling, he can be even less besimcha. Right? And therefore, but if somebody is not in the state of simcha, then they, interesting, if you can't do the ideal and you can't be in the form of simcha, then you're pater for the mitzvah. Zakein, same thing, dechsiv, regalim, raglayim. Am Rabbi Yosa, tarteon lekula. And Rabbi Yosa says, both types of cholim, we will say, are lekula. Yochol lismach ve'di yochol lahalech. If somebody, actually, he can be besimcha, but he just can't walk, koreani alav regalim, raglayim, right? So that's Rasha, excludes him. Yochol lahalech ve'di yochol lismach, koreani alav visamachta. If he can walk, but he's just still not in the state of simcha, then we say, visamachta, that excludes him. One more section. We said in the Mishnah, what's the minimum age of a child? Rabbi Shammai, as long as he can go on a father's shoulders. Rabbi Hillel, he's got to walk with his father, holding his hand. So they both ask in the same pasuk. Because of Echad Omer Zechorcha. One pasuk says, take all your kids, because of males, because of Acher Omer Regalim. So, take the kids, no limits, versus legs, walking. So, Tol Beitayim, so Beishabai says, go in the middle, take a pshara. At Tol Beitayim, et shehu yachol lirkov aktefo shel aviv, right? If you go on the shoulders of the father, he's kind of like walking through his father. So that's like kind of like in the middle. So Gemara says, afilu katan yachol hu lirkov. Take out the next word. Even a very, like a baby can be in his father's shoulders. What kind of minimum age is that? So Ella, no, this is really what Beishabai means. Ella et shehu roek tefo shel aviv u'mafsia. If a child could see his father and then kind of like run to his father because he wants to be on his father's shoulders, right? That's Beis Shammai's minimum age. And Beis Hillel darshan is differently. Beis Hillel darshan because of echad omer zechorcha, because of echad omer regalim or raglayim. One says all males and one says legs. Tol bein tayim. So that's his pshara. Et shehu yachol lechos biyado shel aviv. If you can walk, holding your father's hand, right? That's the pshara of Beis Hillel. But again, this is an exception to the rule that it's a mitzvah daraisa, according to Rishalmi, to include the child in the chiyuv of the father. Okay, we'll have to stop there. By Linian Taurus, we'll continue next time.